Kind of on a same way that we'll go back to this. There's the throughout, we're not getting too involved in just throughout a question from yesterday. We don't know yesterday whether the get together of together of Mashanenis, is that together of Hezek, or together of like about Chay, so the Chayes, so Chose Rashba, that they learn that it's not a gather of Hezek, and that's why you pay either Venus or the Buris, but it's a gather of some type of Chay, but Mani Gabach Rashba said. So just a lot of questions, I don't want to go into the answer, but Baruch Ber brings down the Yasub Chayim. That at the Gemara Tzulis on the Lamanim Beis in Mavur, that this Kimli Rab Minei I had not. And Oifin, that he got the Hana, they were talking about Chilas Truma, where someone shook it down his throat, and Gemara discusses, kids, Gemara discusses the Kimli Rab Minei. The more discusses Kimli Rab Minei by Hanah, that it should pop you from the Chi of Hanah. In case we didn't eat it yourself, someone else should put it down your throat. Kitzer, so Baruch Ber asked Reb Chaim, why is it Kimli Rab Minei? How is Shai Kimli Rab Minei? By a chay, in other words, kim rabbinay by mzikin, by mazik is kim rabbinay, by ganim is kim rabbinay, but by it's chiyuv atayir is kim rabbinay. But if we say that mashenenis is a mighty gabach, he doesn't quote the Rajba, but I'm just adding in the Rajba, then why should it be kim rabbinay? The mashal just. The Sabbath Oizen, Hooray, the Gemara in Bamatzia, the Gemara talks about the Gemara Matzia, it's also elsewhere. The Gemara says, didn't we have it? By Esnanas Terakil Balimai, that by Esnan, that by Esnan Zaina, so it says that there's that Phil Balimai, the Din Esnan. On the, if you pay, the animal, the sheep that's given the service is rendered, it's also the mizbeach. It must even a bal ima, even the zarayis. It's even mechayiv misa. Still, it's esnan. So according to the Ravid, the reason that why is the kimmel rabbinay? The chayir is the kimmel rabbinay. So the chayir, you don't have to give the sheep. So then the chayir, why does it have din esnan? Your potter, that's the kasha. So Rashi, famous Rashi says that Tfisa helps. Tfisa helps, Nifin has a Shem Esnan. The Rashi brings down from the Ravid over there in Bamatsiyad of Tzadi that's here it's a Choyv. In other words, here, when he's Machayiv himself to give a sheep, yeah, for the Znos. So then, Pshat is it's a chay. It's not a chiyuv of the Torah. No, Kimud Rabin is the Torah can't be machayiv you two chiyuvim. Torah can't be machayiv you chiyuv misa and also chiyuv mammon. Yeah, but over here it's not the Torah machayiv you. It's not the Torah machayiv you the chiyuv mammon. The chiyuv that's to give the sheep. You machayiv yourself. That was the deal. That's not a deal. Nothing to do with the Torah. You machayiv yourself. So meila, there's no Kimud Rabin in that. So Melavad, even though it's a rayas, even though Yichayiv Misa, we still owe the money. Still owe the money as a Shem Esna. That's what the Ravid says. I'm just showing that as a dogma, at least in the Ravid, yeah, that we see that this is what we say Kilim Rabbane is dafka when it's a chiv of the Torah. Chiv of the Torah is mechayiv. Chiv of mechayiv yourself. So chayr what then? Halva, let's say, or in the Lachar, the Baruch Ber, Reb Chaim. The Lachar, the Chiv Hanah is not a Chiv Mazik, yeah, and why should it be Kim Rabbeinu? Gemara Kesubas again.
But what would be the case of Kamzarim?
I told you. The case is with the Chuma, when you chay Misa, and you eat Chuma, and someone, and you're being netted from the Chuma, someone else is slipping down your throat. It's just the Chivan over there, no?
You have to pay for the Chuma.
That's a Shaila over there. We say, no, you bought it because it's coming Rabbinay. That's just the case. Okay, okay. That's Baruch the case over there. That was the question. So Darko, Chaim answers him in a couple of words. And Baruch Ber goes. So I'm not going to go into Baruch Ber's Hez. I'm not going to go into Hez B'chal or Chaim. I just want to throw out the question. Just having from yesterday. Later on, we get more involved in Sugya Nena. Maybe we'll get back to this question. I just want to throw out the question. It's a nice question, and it's a problem. Betzim. Because in the Rashi was saying that that's not a chiyuv mamon, right? That's not a chiyuv mazik. It's a chiyuv money gabach. It's a choreshim mikun ramne. So Baruch Ber quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim told him that.
Why shouldn't it be
money? Reb Chaim told him that Hanah is milva ksuv b'tayra. Ad kan debar. The milva ksuv b'tayra. What? Means it's a chiyuv that comes from the Torah. Ad kan devaro.
So what does that mean?
Then
mama, is it
then Ad kan devaro. Rav Berger, the whole Hezbo, which I'm not so sure I understand it. So I don't want to go into that right now. At first glance, we're saying it's a chiv that teres mechayim. Mil maksum teres a chiv that teres mechayim. The Marshal Taisus in Kedush, that you give him a beis, says. That milva, for example, Taisa says. Taisa says, the Mar discusses this kind of milva ksuv b'tayra. You give him beis. Taisa's pirush. Then to bonus opinion ben ve'erichim and nizakim. Shlo yoyid minyane nesinas halalu imloish nischay b'tayra. The fair. A terror. Taisa's mind. What's Taisa's milva ksuv b'tayra? A chiyuv that if not for the Torah, you wouldn't know that you should be chay. Avol milva, says Taisa. Kigayin shalav leimayis b'loish dar. Yeah, even though the Torah does talk about payment of the chayiv, the Torah says ishshak ashat neishem boi yoytzi lecha avay. The Torah talks about chiv pay back the chayiv, but still lechashu b'tar. Even though in tzarach l'farish b'tar, well, here says shiran esina. The pshit the mashu lo b'tzarach l'fraya. Kitzer, that Torah says magia chiv that we wouldn't know the chiv without the Torah.
Torah's bringing din moment.
That's right. The chiyuv is comes from the Torah. So is he saying that it's mamash mazik, or is he saying that something else? It's not clear. Those are the words of Reb Chaim. Reb Ber gives a whole pshat. Anyway, but the point is,
what's the sign
that? But the nicker I want is the question. That's something that, based on what we said yesterday, it's really a problem with that there should be killed mirabine.
Why? Why? Why shouldn't there be a killing rabbinate?
Because chayr kim rabbinate is only a chiyuv that if the Torah imposes a chiyuv on you, the Torah is not imposing a chiyuv mamon on you. When the Torah is imposing a chiyuv of misa, but marshal, let's say how far. Let's say a guy borrows money. Yeah, at the same time when he does his chayv misa, so pashas you don't think kim rabbinate by halva. That's a chiyuv. That's my chiyuv, and that's why I brought down the ravid by S9. It's your own chiv. It's a chiv that you owe, nothing to the Torah. If I borrow money, you have to pay back. They owe you money, nothing to the Torah. Right? Well, there's lashon of this, says off the amount, whatever, they have to be done. But anyway, but I'm saying a chiv that comes from me, not from the Torah, then this shouldn't become rabbinate. Now, so by if we say Hanah is a money gabach, that is that. It's not a chaylechar that you got more money, you now you don't have to pay, so you have extra money. So the Rosh Hashanah wasn't money gabach. It means that my money is by you. So the concept of money gabach lechayra, this that I could get the money back if it's my money by you, right? No one's going to say, for example, okay, the most extreme case, by pekat. Yeah, no one's going to say if I was mafkid something to you with chol Shabbos, yeah. I'm sorry. You did chol Shabbos with me, math from you. Oh, so we're not going to say that you have to pay back the cotton because it was Kim Jong-un. Okay, then that's like the extreme case. Okay, so now, and the other way is masmas. Okay, so now we're dealing with things in between. How does that work? Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to throw out the question as a shlomo from yesterday. So I just wanted to throw out the question. Hopefully, we'll get back to this question. You know, Robert, I look at it again more carefully, but at first glance, it seemed to me it was very sharp mahalach. Whether I meant it or not, I don't know. But the Esim Mahalach was complicated. Anyway, okay, let's go back there. Hanabon, Hashem, where this? Lechol Tzeroi, Loketz, Abem, Shemifz, Lechotzer, Anizik, Bachlo, Oichon, Aruyin, Lo, Vishasle, Mamash, Aruyin, Lo, Mishal, Nezik, Shalim. Chay. Chay, Shemifz, Lechotzer, Anizik, Betarfa, Behema, Bachlo, Basar, Mishal, Nezik, Shalim. All these things are okay. Parash achla sa'ir, chamash achla kashim, mikel fuzil kesa shemen, chash achla kishabasa, mishal nezik shalim. This is already more of a chiduk. This is already more of a chiduk. Parash achla sa'ir, shem ma'ichel chamah. So here we're talking about, it's not quite eating its natural food. Chamash achla kashim, shem ma'ichel parah. Chay chaz b'chel apa sh'ayinu regil m'kach, hol bur chayul m'chlinu adet chak. Oh, so this is already telling us a chiddush that chil adet chak is shema achila linyan that's considered orche. Shein reiv meruyin lehen kareinim bay. It's called roi. And therefore it's called, and therefore yichayim nezik shalim. Amra papa hash tamri, call me the lab orche, v'ochle adet chak shmer achila, hashun v'ochle tamri, v'cham v'ochle v'nisa, v'shal nezik shalim. When there's nothing else to eat, I'll eat that. Kiani, shmei achila, afilu shlei de etchak. You don't know the odds. Rashi is very important. Rashi is saying, don't think that it's only considered achila when a taka eats it al de etchak. But even if it eats it in a case where there is other food and still it's eating it, since if it would eat al de etchak, even now it's eating it shlei al de etchak, still it's considered enough orche and yichayim nezik shal.
What's the
spur
for that?
It's enough orche. See, that's Rashi is a climber. Lafuke mol. Rashi, right? Kloimar. Doesn't mean va'ochla ideat chak, that ate it now ideat chak, which you could have learned that way, yes. So Rashi, no. Kloimar. Va'orche lemeich ideat chak. Yihani. So you want to know, what pushed Rashi? Rashi is maida. Then he has to come on to the kloimar. It means there is a way to read it, not like that. Then. Maybe because then it wouldn't be a chiddush. Maybe if it's ayded chak and it's tak ayded chak, there's no other food, and then when all the food is gone from deed, then it's pashut that's shmei achila. So then what's all chiddush of the braisa? You're the guy that didn't understand b'chal the chiddush of the braisa, and now you're saying maybe that yeah chiddush. Okay,
no, I think the svar is.
So one says, therefore, maybe that's what's pushing Rashi. And that's what Rashi says, no, must be telling me a chiddush that even though right now it's not a leidat chak, but since it's not something that's mufka from its diet, when it's a leidat chak, it would eat it. So Mela says the Gemara, it says Rashi that yichayim, even if punk right now it's not a leidat chak, yeah.
The svar of Orche isn't that is it not that the svar of orche is that you should expect this thing to happen? So if it's orche to eat this thing al yitchak, and now it's not al yitchak, why should I expect this to happen? That I should be ashamed of my animal to make sure it doesn't happen?
No, the svar of orche, because the svar of why it's potter is rabbin. Orche. Svar of orche is why it's not Karen.
Right.
It's not as far as they should more expect it. The issue is also whether it's Nezek Sholem, Chatzi Nezek, and Shziyachin. So we're saying that there's a Ptur by Karen, it's not Orche, because let's say it normally doesn't do it. So why would you think the animal is going to do it? I hear.
We didn't like the flavor from before.
What? No,
so the other pshat, there still would be a chiddush.
What?
According to without Rashi's clamor, there still would be a chiddush. That why do I have to? How do I know when my animal's on shas atchak or not? If it's only orchid when shas atchak, how do I know when it's shas atchak? Now shas atchak have yishamir
before. Shas atchak means if you know the animal eat today,
He's adding, he's saying bigger chidushim, or he's just saying regular cases?
What are you talking about? It's the same thing.
The high shun of the same thing. Not bigger
chidushim. Rashi says, like everything else.
The whole build-up is kind of like saying, like, oh, now that you said, just saying regular.
But he's bringing out the point that they were talking about Achil Den Chak. He's bringing out that point.
He's getting it from Rashi. Rashi says that on the ground. I understand. He's telling you, he's being Magyar, what the Rabbi is saying. It goes back there. It's also part of what the Rabbi wants.
You might not realize that.
Once the Rabbi tells us that he did Chak, so he told us last case that he did Chak, and then he's adding something, or just giving more examples?
Nebuchadnezzar is just giving more examples. I don't see why this punk's examples of Spigachilim Chak. Tell me that punk, the
donkey's
Shunra is eating Tamri, is even. Gosh. What's interesting and strange, difficult is Rashi, the Rashi says, also, punk Rashi, like just derech agav, like you have to go back and tell me that this is a kelim, it's not even a chav. Okay, yishkara. Then punk get done throwing. Oh, here it's miskavalah. Right, also Rashi drops a bombshell that the gather of Karen, it's not enough that it's mishuna. Forget what points out. Rashi says Rashi Mishnah says mishuna. Because can I bother? No, Rashi. Chatzin has Mishuna. Here Rashi says no. Every time that it's Mishuna, we assume that it's Kamaras Lahazi. It's not Mamash Astir in Rashi, just that the steam is of Rashi. And also Rashi here wakes up that it's Mishuna. And Rashi in other places doesn't say that. With Rashi before by just one place says it. Shem called the Gemara before by Taras, Ari, Daras, Ari Bishram, Daras Vachol, Tara Vachol, it's part of Tara Vachol, it's Chayiv. Yeah, Rashi says, Chayiv, Lab Urche, he, we told the Karani, Shram Chatzin Nezek. Rashi's Lab Urche, right? I mean, all the time. Also here, Pspunk Rashi has to wakes up and tells me, Miskav Lahazin.
The whole
question
by Kishkish was that doesn't have Kavam.
The Rishonim over there brought a raya. They don't need Kavanas Lahazik. It's enough. That's Rishonim asked. It wasn't worth saying. Rishonim asked that the Gemara says Kishkish Bamasimau. You have me to have a Karen. Karen Lav Yitzchak Atakev. How can Nami Loish? They don't know Karen Kavanas Lahazik. I ain't Kavanas Lahazik. Right? So Rishonim. Rashi has him saying, "Takin nikamnas lazer." So Shem over there all said that is it orche or not? Right? If it's orche, then if it's not, Hashem asked over there that if it's not Oruch, you don't need Kavanas Lazik. And even right.
The Rashi's passing on paper, he's saying, oh, he needs Kavanah.
Rashi doesn't tell him that goof was a shayla. So anyway, so I don't know why Rashi here Punk decided to throw this in, and it's like Tais Nafi Zayin, he threw it in. So Shem Rei Borai is from all these cases, the case of Ari, the case of Rebbe's arrived from the case of Tarnagol, it stuck its head into the pitcher. And there's also not coming as Lazik, and when I ask Kasha, it's Mishona. So I'm not good. Maybe right. So that's the whole problem. And I actually throw it in over here. Like, it's weird, just like, we just like threw it in. Back in the context of this Gemara about the Achak, it's just weird. I don't know. I actually like just threw it in over here. But anyway.
What about that he repeats the Adid Chag?
What?
What about that he repeats Orchei Machla Adid Chag? Why is he repeating
it?
First question Rabbi asked. He was repeating the same thing basically he just said in previous Rashi.
Wait. Oh, okay. I never had that question. That is an example of a Papa. Was Shun Dachri Tami. He actually explained to me that. Why is this fit the bill? What?
Shmei Chiva says Rafinah Shoyed Echak, and the next Rashi says Orchid the Mechila Echak.
So Rashi has to explain that the case of the Shunra is fits the bill. I don't know. Oh, this not Medurah Nachron. Ma'aseh Perakam the Psachim. Hamach Shchazav Vechuli Choyim Lahalach and Sichem Medika. The Mishael got a Nefil. Is it Tum over there still? A woman miscarried. Nachshash, whatever. So we say, if there's a shunra, then even if there was an eifel, then there's no tumah because the shunra ate it. And right now, the shunra fall mer chichi, fall mer softer, and therefore that would be the derech for chazit eat it. Tov. Now, what?
What?
Uh-huh. The Rosh. What Rosh? We had a question that Rosh yesterday had with me. That Rosh doesn't have Shunim. The Rajbo over here asks the Kasha. He said, so, you know, our Gemara is saying, Shmei Achila. So the Rav said, but the Gavi Shabbos, Hanulina Itzol, the Bina Midi the Choshev Matzle Achila. Called Loi Achila El Yad Chak Le Matzle Lei Lechshiv Achila. Now there's talking about Gavi Shir, Gavi, you know, Shabbos, Gavi Itzol. So there we say that if it's something, it's not the Derech. So then there's no Itzol. It's not Le Matzle Lei. It's Le Choshev Achila. But Gabi Yos, as long as all you need, it should be Mishnah. Okay, whatever, it's not that. Right. Look more about it. Who Chamra? Nochon Nam Palsi Lusala. Chai Bibibid Lushal Nezek Shal Nama, Lasal Chatzi Nezek. It says, Ochon Nam Palsi Lusala. It has to pay Chatzi Nezek on the Sal. That's Mishnah. Rashi, palse, lase, lasoi. Chewed it. Lishnachina, palse, sodkoi. Cracked it. Loishamaki. Salachatin, as the Mishunu, going, tofas, nizik, they ain't done any cross in the bubble, palganis, the knasa. So what's the nafka mean over there? It's knasa anyway, and you can't get there. It's like if you're stifling it. What you're saying is the Mayas Shaya, Chaibe, right? He's Machaibim. How is he mechayim? It's chas. And Rashi says he was typhus. Look, the fact that Mara, Ramai kim nuruch lemechel nama, uruch enam leflusei salam. So it's a derech. So Rashi says, So Rashi learns. Rashi learns. The case is they ate it together. I knew. The chayyus see clearly from this Rashi that even though didn't get enough from the eating of the sal, but since it's orchei, because as it's eating the pas, it's eating the sal. So it's one thing the chayyus see clearly that you don't need. Back to the Rash Mishan's Nav Gimel, it said that Tal's Gvolim is not considered shame because you don't have enough from the Hezek. And Lechayra, maybe Lechayra is not like that. He is seemingly not having enough from the chewing of the sow. Rashi, you don't necessarily see that. You don't see no motivation. At least over here, the middle tzad that we said is that you might need hanah from the maya. We spoke about the chazan of Ashba. We're debating exactly. It is getting enough. It's not getting enough. But the point is, it might be that as long as you're having enough from what you're doing, and the hezek comes along with it, that might be enough. You don't. I'm saying that you might need that, and just have no motivation might not be enough. So then, at least that much you see from it, because here the ma'is is getting enough from the ma'isa, which is chewing the thing. It's just coming. It's chewing the bread, and the sal is coming along. So I don't know, really, how.
Why is it not enough over there?
And it's not an unmotivated, but it's more than an unmotivated. You're actually getting an anah. An unmotivated is the lower darga.
Eating the basket?
What?
What manah is he getting from the basket?
He's getting off eating the bread. From this ma'isa, he's getting an anah.
Not from eating the basket. The basket is an unmotivated, has it?
When it's neva ba'ashpa and it's getting enough from the ma'isa that it's doing, it's not getting enough from the kli that broke with sreiris.
Okay.
So we're going in that side. It has to, because the other side was they didn't get any enough. Like the case of the Talmud Rashba that chewed the bread and then ended up eating it. Okay. That's going unmotivated. Or we say unmotivated is when it wants the it's doing to get enough. Yeah. It's doing the anah, even though it never got it. Right? Like we said, maybe if there's no anah, that's no bashma. He's doing it to get food. He's doing this to get food, it's not motivated. Or in this case, there could be in this case, let's say he ripped open the basket in order to get to the food inside, that would be not motivated. But here it's more than not motivated. Here it actually is eating the. It's having anah in this ma'isa. Now, so Akbanim, again, this Rashi also would be clear that, like we already said, that although Rashi and Avgimel seems to say the Rashi Mishans, that Atal's Glolim is not chained, and Tim Vapere is talking about when it rolled the Paris. But we already said that Rashi and Avichesim Beis tells us that Atal's Glolim is Mishana, Narvas, it's Sreiris, and that's why it's not chained. Like Rashi Shita, that at least in some places that all Tzoriris is told the Regel. Hakapanim, but this Rashi again has to be thrown into the equation. I don't know Taka how the Rashi Shans going to Gemara. How's the Rashi Shans going to Gemara? Gemara just says, Urchinam Hususal, we're not arguing that, we're not saying it's actually getting enough. Unless maybe it's regal taka. Just like a match of it was either Mo or Meyer. Says by next Gemara, by the barrel, that maybe it's regal, as we'll see soon, because there's also a problem with the Rash Mishans, and you have to answer that. Maybe we'll hear the same thing. Maybe it's regal. Maybe it's like Orche, because it's happening. Just like, what's regal? It's inadvertent, right? It's walking.
It's not derech hilucha.
One second, it is. I'm saying.
Rebbe told me it's not derech hilucha.
So I don't know what I told you. I'm telling you now. Okay. What I'm telling you now. What I told you. Forget about it. Let's. I'm saying right now.
Okay.
Okay, that since it's happening derech agav while it's eating, I'm just thinking now. Ken Zayin, what's so interesting outside? Ken Zayin, it's not so. Ken Zayin, it's taka regel. Just like when it walks and does damage on the way, that's regel. So here also, if it does damage to the sow while it's eating, Ken Zayin, it's regel. I think the Rashi Mishans will learn this Gemara. The same way that you learn by the barrel.
It's moving way. It's jumping up.
It's eating.
It's on the way.
What's the difference?
It's sitting, walking. It's parked and eating.
Okay, so what's the difference?
One is moving, one's parked and eating.
Its mouth is moving, okay? I think that's Taka the answer. I think that's what the Rashi Mishans is going to have to answer. It seemed to me.
We already fell off of that.
Originally, when we first said, if I just have that Rashi and open a Shita and I see the Rashi Mishans, I'll say they're saying the same thing. Already, when we got the Yudchesim Bein, when we already got the Chazanay Bashba, we already, we saw the other Rashis, and Rashi says that Rashi Ben Yudchesim Bein was saying that Atal's long is enough. Elmai, it's because it's regal. Kol Shoyris is regal. So the Midrash Rashi on the Gimel said that it's not Shein. He wasn't saying because it's missing the characteristics of Shein, because it's Shoyris. That's why it's not Shein. That's what we already said. I'm just reiterating that point and saying we could receive this Rashi as well. Could we take Rashi? Unless now we say maybe Rashi Gufa means regal. Once we ask the Rashi Mishans, maybe it's not right from this Rashi either. Okay. Rashi doesn't say the fair is that it's shame. So maybe Rashi also means regal. Maybe that would be some. Can't say. Maybe it's like another right from the Rashi. Okay. Right. Oh, so Fetim Maras was trying to review with it. And my Kim Ruchel Mechel Nam, Ruchel Nam, plus in Salah. Gemara the hard the about the palus. So if it did it afterwards, then it's just a pasha to eating of a sal, which is chatzin nezek, and it's not okay.
So that's why
it's Gemara.
But then einachanami that if it hit the basket during the
einachanami, like the kasha, remains in the maskana. Okay, yes, as we already discussed this morning. I said whatever. This one doesn't count. All right. But Gemara pas orchehu raminu achla pas basa v'tavshel and shwoma sham chatzin nezek ma'ila b'behema loy b'chayim chay basa orchehu
and that not tavshel.
What
basa not tavshel.
This is not Tasha. Right. Nakasha was the pass. Yeah? Right. So Nakasha is Bechaya. They ain't dark. Ain't dark. So the thing, the Pedro Katan is in the pass. What's the problem with Tasha? Because Rash, whatever. Bechaya. She ain't dark of pass. I'm looking at Chak. Ava Chamor, dark of Bechach. Okay, so that's more than that. But Gemara.
But in that brisa, what's the difference between the Basar and the Tavshul? What do we think the Tavshul was? The Basar was. How is it prepared? Is it wrong?
What?
Doesn't
need to be meat. Doesn't need to be meat.
You want
the recipe? What do you want?
What we answered that later on. The meat was roasted.
One of it was barbecued. What do you want to know? They had a barbecue beyond it. What do you want?
When we said, what's the difference in basar and tavshil? What do we think the basar is? It's not tavshil. It's not. You seem to not think it's tzli. What was it?
Technical. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was raw. Maybe it was raw.
Okay, so why
and the Gemara, Chaya, Basa, Urcheu. Maybe it's raw, why not?
Because then, what's the
happening? Because it's Tavshul, it's cooked, and the Basa is raw.
Tavshul is just cooked food.
Yeah,
it's right, the Basa is not cooked, right there.
It says Tavshul needs to be meat.
What?
No, it says Tavshul needs to be Basar Bichlal.
Basar could be
Kavshul. Kavshul.
Why?
The Gemara is clearly that the basar is raw. That's where it answers that it's cooked. No. B'chayah shein darke pasavilah. The Gemara b'chayah basar orchiu.
But what was that happening? Damn, it's just
the matvi.
Chayas eat raw meat. That's what it.
What?
Chayas eat raw meat. Why was that?
That's the
Gemara's
question.
That's the Gemara's question.
What was the happening in there?
Chay. So. My hands are b'chay. Gemara said, but it's a derech to eat it. What do you want? There, eat raw meat. That's a kasha. So why is it chatzin ezer? What? That's Gemara's kasha. Chai ba'asa urchiu. It's there. Chai din raw meat. We're talking about raw meat. No, what do you want? Well, why? I'm not sure. What's the whole discussion over here? And the Gemara, forget about tasha, okay? And the Gemara with the matfi, it's sliyesh, and therefore, it's not there for chai. It's the cooked meat. You might say a betvi. Tavio, whatever. Tzvi ain't darker pass or basa. Talking about a deer, and deer don't eat. Deer are not carnivorous. Yibayse malayel v'ema v'psura. Tzvi b'chayz v'shein rash said psura shal shulchan achlois ain't darker v'kach. Rashba takes from Yeshu Rashi. He says. Pirush Mizal Shachal Amal Shulchan Lutema Chima Shinsa Zu Emach Leichon Ruin Lo Amal Shulchan. Who cares where it is? And Shulchan Ois Hashinui. The food is Roi, then it doesn't make a difference where it eats it. Maishna Raj Bin Zirai Amin Baruch L'Sarach V'Salik Adana V'Ach Lifta Almein Shinu Mekayim Eris El Baruchan. So when he climbed up on the barrel and ate the lifta, so we see that I guess you might say normally eats food on the ground. So I ate it over there, the food was there, so I ate it over there. So whatever the food is, it's gonna eat it. That's there. The food happens to be on the table. So it ate on the table, ma. Why is that making a shinu? If the Rashba says, we're not talking about gur is not psur, gur is psusa, we're talking about toast. Has tsnuma, bakara. Whatever it is. Therefore, this type of bread, it doesn't eat.
How's the animal know what type of bread was toasted and was not toasted? I'm just saying.
How do you know when it's toasted or not? How do you know if it's toasted or not?
It's toast.
How do you know it's toasted? How do you know? I know it's toasted.
It's crunchy.
It's crunchy, different color. The same as the goat also knows. The cham also knows.
He's going to still gonna take a bite out of it.
You can recognize toast. Matzo, moose, bread, mush.
Do my donkeys. Donkeys eat toast? you have a donkeys eat toast? I'm asking you. Have you ever seen donkey toast? I've never seen donkey eat toast.
I'm going to find out.
I've never, ever, ever seen a donkey eat toast. Ever. Some don't eat toast.
That's why
you
don't
eat toast. Right.
How many people happen to keep a toaster by their barn and it's like, okay, it's toast. Today's not regular bread, today's toast.
There's a lot of leftover toast in the yeshiva that day. Therefore the Rashba says,
skip that point.
It's good nothing. The Rashba says that, you see there, that where the food is doesn't make a difference.
How does he see that?
Because it ate it in the barrel.
Okay, but maybe that means the barrel's already.
Okay.
It ate it on the barrel, he's learning.
Yeah, for sure.
Jumped up and then grabbed it down.
No. The Gemara says, Hu barcha, the chaz lifta puma de dana, sarach solid v'achla lifta v'tava de dana. It ate the bread, and then it broke the barrel. Mashma, they ate on top of the barrel. We pulled it off, and then it broke the barrel. It would be chatzin nezek, it would be nezek shalim.
As it jumped down, it broke the barrel.
Mm. Something like that. Well, as it was, I don't know exactly. So God, the Tziv, wants to answer for Rashi that the difference is that over there, climbed on the barrel and ate it over there. That's Erech Rabi. That's Taka Orche. Maybe on the table, so if you climb on the table and eat it over there, that's Orche. Stand on the floor, eat from the table, that, and the Tziv says, that's not Orche. And the raya to that is,
stand on the floor and eat from the table like we do. That's not Orche.
That's Orche for donkeys to do that.
How do you know that was the case?
So don't put that on the table. That food
thing. What?
It wasn't on the table?
Rashi says, Shalosh Shulchan Achoy. Didn't say he was on the Shulchan. Ubsura is on the Shulchan. So the Siv is learning, right, it's not Mokhab. The Siv is learning he ate it off the table, not that he ate it on the table.
Together with
it. No, but my sister is right, from the up and coming Sugyas, which has even the story with Ilfa, that we see. The sugya of Machzeres exactly relates to the this consumption and the sugya of Ilfa. So the case of the Gemara has a shail over there. Machzeres, the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. What's Machzeres? What's Machzeres? So Rashi says, Machzeres Rosh and Merchava Letzida Shel Merchava. It was in the street and turned its head and ate from the side. Yeah? And that's a machlaikis. Shmuel says, Potter, Hoyle will go for Behemo, Kari Brachava, Rachva, the Urchu, La, Kitzer, the machlaikis, whether it's Urche or not. Shmuel says, yeah, Rav says, no. Right? Because it's in the street and turns its head, and he's from the Nizik. So Rav says, you're Potter. He says, Tais Ass and Rashi. He's asking Rashi from the Barcha. Rashi pirish marzeres chayaves shum keren meshunu kasha. The lamina kibn urchel meich lifta urchanam lezurchel meisa urchanam urchel chazer afil lal is b'sidur chava. So he's asking Rashi that from the goof of the case of the Barcha, you see that it's urchei tis urchei do anything. Yeah? So Zok the Tziv, no. This Rashi does say Taka. Rashi holds, it's only Urche, he'll go to the place, yeah, because there's food there. I'll eat it over there, it'll take the food down. But to stand here and be in an awkward position to eat the food in a funny way, that is not considered Urche. That's what Rashi holds by Machzeres, it's the one Rishos, and sticking ahead in different Rishos, that's also called Mishun. He's making these awful faces. Alright. Talking about who barcha. Cause lift up, pull the dana, sarah salad, achla, lift the tablet dana. Chai the rubber, lift the badana, nezak shalom. My time came to Uchla, make a lift, the Uchlanam, and the Srukla, Missali. Grashi, who barcha? Eyes. That's all. So he said before, this Gemara is also a problem with the Rash Mishan. So Gemara is saying that even though Lachar is not being nana from the Hezek, it's not being nana from the breaking of the barrel, right? So what the Gemara says, Zorche. Say that, but eating, and Pashi learned that everything is shame. Right? Eating is shame, it's kind of the whole thing, Pashi is shame. That's what you learn Kipshutai. But then it doesn't make any sense, because according to him, why is that different than Paul's Golem, we're not being there from the Guf Hadavar, from the Guf Hanizik. You're not being nether from the breaking of the barrel. It's just it's orchig. It sins, it climbs up. It's broken. It's a mechay. Again, as we say, like I said before, Chayyur the Rosh Mishnah is going to have to learn that he's going to have to learn that it's regel. What? I was okay with it. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Look, Marvaita. Amar Elfa. You want to buy it then?
What?
You want to know?
Start.
So you just
look
like around and going.
Yeah.
Hmm? Omar Ilfa.
I'm
Wayne. Who, Ilfa? Yeah. You want to know some history?
Yeah. Okay.
There are other Gemara's talking about Ilfa. Yeah. Ilfa Reb Yechanan. There's a whole interesting Gemara in. I think it's about him. Then he went to work and he gets it.
Whole story. Is it Yochanan
or no? They were together. They were same kufa. And Yochanan stayed and learning. He went to work and he came back and trying to show that he still knows better than anybody else. It's a Mar says he's tall atzmai the what should we call it the svina. Anyone that asks him. Where any halach is, we'll tell him where it is in the Mishnayos and the Brises. Gets it? Okay. Amar Ilfa. Behema b'shus harabim. Here's not some random. Behema b'shus harabim. Behema b'shus harabim. Uposhta tzavara v'ochla mal gabi chavrata. Chayetis. My taima gabi chavrata b'chotza nizik dami. So the back of the other behemoth is considered chotzer nizik.
What does that mean? Meaning it was just Rambam. You say you putter because it's you're not expected to watch.
So we'll see how the Rishonim deal with this. Rishonim talk about this. Okay. Surprise, surprise. So Gemara. So for all of the saying is that. It's considered Rishus and Nizik, and Yichai and Nizik Shalom. Pashas the Shem Rishus and Nizik, even though the Behem is in Rishus Rabbin. Behem is Nihilai, Ha'iz Kefetz, Kupasai, Mufshelis Lachayra. He has a knapsack, a Pashta Tzavar, a Vachla, Mimena, Chayeves. You see, Pashas that's considered Chotzer Nizik and Yichai. No, Marav, b'kafetzes. Hachilam b'kafetzes. It's talking about a jump. Says Rashi. B'kafetzes. Shekofza v'ochla al tzavara. Shein darka b'kach. He told the Kerenu. Chayev is chatzin nezik kama. There's no raya from here that's considered chotzer nezik. Over here it's talking about Mishuna, where Rashi learns the Gemara. It's Mishuna. And therefore, you pay chatzin ezek. It's Karen, so it's not right. The Karen's chayim, Mr. Rabbin. So I'll tell you that the gav of the chavata is not considered just an ezek. But still, Yechayiv, not for Shem, Yechayiv for Karen. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Eichit with the Rava. Ahadam of Oishia.
Isn't that just the
Behem is just a Rabbin. Holcha v'achla patura. Omda v'achla chayeves. If it's eating as it's walking, it's pot, that's classic Shem is just a Rabbin. Om the Vachl Chayeves, Maishna. If it stops, it stands. So it's Potter. What, the obvious question is Maishna, what's the difference? Maishna Hochel Orcha, Om the Nami Orcha. So it's still the same Orcha, same Orcha. Om Rava, it's a different Shapot Mish Srabim. Om Rava, Kefetzes. Sumas Kefetzes. The case of what should we call it? Om this Kefetzes. And that's why it's Chayev, Chatineze again. Like we said before.
Isn't this Gemara
Anan?
So against Otarfin.
What?
Otarfin says we should send a Kefet message to him. Rashi says there's some Karen.
First, what about Otarfin? What do you want?
Isn't this Gemara against him?
First of all, Reb Tarfin is a Tana, and the only Gemara from Gemara against a Tana.
Never mind.
Gemara is not going to Reb Tarfin. Sure, okay, we're not passing Reb Tarfin. Tarfin is a Chizid. That's not the Sugi. Tarfin is not the Sugi.
Okay.
That much I guarantee. A lot of things here that we've talked about before, Tarfin. Now, the Baal Amar has got issues for a change with the Rif. Because the Rif brings down Gemara, brings down Alpha. Rif, Amar Alpha, Behemah Bishisaram, Shulayim, Amar Alpha, Behemah Bishisarabim, Tosh Savara, Va'achla, Magabi Chavrita, Chayabes, Mekai, Magabi Chavrita, Kotzin Nizik Nami. Rav the Rif, he adds, Vahu, the Kavtza, Avam the Loi, Dainu Urcha. So the Rif says, the Rif adds to the Ilfas Halacha, that's in the Kimta of the Gemara, the Chayra, and that's talking about, it's Kavtza. Vietmar, Amar Vayashim, Amar Shisrabim, etc., so the Rif is basically quoting the whole Gemara. That even Ilf is talking this, Ilf says, Yechayev, yeah, is talking about, it's talking about Kavtza. So, in fact, the Baal Amar, Masha Pasuk Barav, Zalem is El Kol, Gabi Chavrata, Chayev is Ben Shkavtza, Ben Shamda, Bayan the Ilfa. In other words, if the Rif is passing Ilfa, yes, that means that it's considered Chotzer Nezik, Yichai Nezik Shalom. And Meshus HaRabim, B'loi Gav Chavrata, Chayev is Chatzin Nezik, B'Kavetzes, B'Ayin HaRashiyo. In other words, L'Chayra, meaning, why please get Dodi, L'mar M'chav Amar Chada. Haray, let's go back to Shakatari Gemara. Okay, Ilfa made a statement that Gav Chavrata is Chotzer Nezik. Yichai Nezik Shalom. Right? The Gemara said Lema Messiah. We don't want to bring a raya from the Braisa of Kupa. And the Gemara says no, there's no raya from the Braisa. Why? Because the Braisa is talking about Kefetzes, so it's Kerem Shisrabim. You don't really have a raya that Gav Behem is called Chotzer Nezik, because it's so much Shisrabim. It's so much Kerem. And the Gemara says, where do we have this concept? In Rav Ashiya. So, fine. So there's no raya from the Braisa. But Ilfa still held that way. And there's no raya not like Ilfa. And Rav Ashiya is not arguing Ilfa. Rav Ashiya and Rava and Rav Ashiya and everything that we say Kefetzes, that's not talking about Gav Chavrata. That's talking about in the middle of the street. And for that, Rav Bichayev, no other street, we need carrots, so it's Kefetzes. It says the Baal Amar, when you read the Gemara, okay, and that's how Rashi reads the Gemara, okay, there's two things going on over here. There's Ilfa's case, which is a case of Gav Chavrata, or even at the Kupa, Mufshelas, where there's a chiddush of Ilfa is, it's called Rosh Hashanah Nizik. In Chayiv Nezik Shalom, it's Shane. The Gemara tried to bring a raya, and the Gemara was doich the raya b'kefetzes. In Chayiv, maybe it's not Chotzer Nezik. It's kefetzes. And the Gemara brought down. Where did Rav say the din of kefetzes? L'gabi Ravayishia. So Zakta Balmar, there's no machlekes over here. Why is the Rif some Cain? Why is the Rif? There's no reason not to paskin Ilfa and Rabbi Yishia. Meaning, we can say Ilfa is talking about not Kefetzes, and Ilfa is telling me a posh halacha of Shem Veregel B'Shus HaNizik and Yichayim Nezik Shalim, and Rabbi Yishia is talking about B'Shus HaRabim and Yichayim Chatzin Nezik because Kefetzes. So if I had to do Sikum of the Sugya before the Rif, I would say, fine, there's no riot of Ilfa, but Ilfa is a fine Talmud Chacham, right? Even though he went out to work, right? But still is Talmud Chacham, right? So why should we pass like him, right?
This is what?
So one second. So that was again. So before the Rif, what would you, if you were being Misakem the Sugya, you would say, okay, Ilfa could still exist, and Chayim Nezik Shalom could consider Chatzar Nezik. Now, when we come to Baishi's case, of Amda, we'll say, okay, that's Kefetzes. because that's the middle of the street. There's no shesnitza going on over there. It's betzim shesharabim. The only time it's not in chayim is confessed as with shinoi. Okay, does it have a meaning that the brisa of kupa was also talking about kefetzes? And if you don't necessarily have to hold a bilfa to say that this chiddush that God chavad is considered which is a nizik. That's does it have a meaning there? And to bring a raya, we said no, there's no raya. We doich the raya. But after everything is said and done, there's no reason why not to pass an alpha. Everybody's just not arguing with him. It's a male effect of Bahama. Let's go back to the Rif. What did the Rif say? Ben wants to know what the Rif said. Let's read the Rif again. Amar Ilfa, Behemish Zerabim, Uposh Tzavara, Bochum Gabachav, the Chayeves. Actually, the Rif even brings down the Hezber of Ilfa, my timer, Gabachav, the Chazan and Isaac, Dami. Right? And the Rif adds, Vahu the Kafza. Pelotzim, in fact, the Balamar. Where is the kafza coming over here? The kafza is needed when it was just rabbin. When it was just a nizik, you don't need kafza. And the Rib, I'm adding even more that the Rib says, you quoted the whole statement of Vilfa, that's kafza nizik, dummy. Yeah? The Rib said, it's kafza nizik. So then, why is he adding, v'hu the kafza? Avam the light. The hain orcha. What's the Rif bringing kafza? Why kafza? Wer springt da? Who's jumping over there? Why is anyone jumping over here? It's chotzer nizik. Yeid mal gam chapeta. What kind of jumping? And then he brings down the itmar kafetzes. Effective balmar. What shaykh is one to the other? Kol gam chaver the chayeves. Bein shekafza. Bein sheom. The behind the ulfa. Which is a rabbim. So just because you want to pass Gabayishia, why do you have to add the kafetzes to Ilfa? Big problems. Okay? So there's two mahalchim in the Rishayim how to explain the Rif. And the two mahalchim is the Rosh and the Rambam. Okay, they're two different mahalchim. The Rosh, of course, the Rif and the Balmar. The clear mash, the Betzin word mash like Rambam Balmar. Vilfari Gloik Fitza. The Forest Haima. Yeah? As the Rosh says, right? The Rif, the Balmar is right. Why? Because Gemara says, "What's the svara of Ilfa? Gabichad chatzin is a dummy." Gemara boils the siyata. Gemara boils the siyata. Me ma'is kapasai. But dochi lo daiv kefet says, "Kahi der ba'yishia." Have a shinoi. And when the ma'yakasha or ba'yishia, ma'ishna orche, ma'ishna amda, nan amda, and Rav says kefet says, "The ma'ish kefet is lav orche." So that's why Chaim al Chatzin Ezek. But Ilfa is not talking about Kefetzes. Ilfa is not talking about Kefetzes. So therefore, says the Rosh, at first glance, Balmar is right. You read the Gemara, Ilfa made a very strong statement that it's shame Mimish and Ezek. Zeriah now, we bought a Kefetzes. But no one's saying that Ilfa is talking about Kefetzes. And there's no reason that we shouldn't pass on Ilfa and say that the din of Ilfa is only by Kefetzes. Ilfa doesn't need Kefetzes. Alright, so we'll leave it. So she's really seen, I don't know how much everyone really saw the Rosh, and then the Rabban, see, there's two Mahalchim over here, the Rosh, the Shalmi, the Chul.